Six North Carolina schools are one step closer to being turned over to charter school operators. The transfer of power is part of a new program called Innovative School District. The State Department of Public Instruction released a short list last week of low-performing schools to include in the program. Two of the schools are in Durham County, but school officials there are skeptical of the program. They've asked to be excluded from consideration because they want to retain local control. Joining me now is education reporter Lisa Philip, who's been covering the story. Welcome, Lisa.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
Tell me more about this innovative school district program. What is it?
So this was established by state legislators in 2016, and we're just now pretty much seeing the rollout. A superintendent for this new school district has been selected, and now he's going about narrowing down a list of schools that are eligible. And the basic idea is to take some of the lowest scoring schools in the state and turn them over to charter school operators, which can be for-profit or nonprofit. And at that point, when a school is finally selected for this process, the local school district will no longer have say in staffing or instructional decisions, but they'll still be responsible for maintaining the school buildings and providing bus transportation for the students. So it was originally called the Achievement School District, and a similar program has been tried in other states. But the name was recently changed to the Innovative School District.
This is fascinating because this is done by a Republican-controlled Congress, the Republican Party, formerly the party of local control. So if you have a problem locally, you fix it. Now they're saying, no, we'll fix it for you. And the city of Durham is pushing back, right?
That's exactly right. When this law was first passed and the possibility of this program being instated, a lot of local school district leaders, their opposition to it was, we don't want to lose control of our schools. We know what's best for our students. Mm-hmm. We know how to fix these low-performing schools. And so that was the Durham County School Board Chairman's big issue with this program. He wrote a letter to the Department of Public Instruction asking that schools in Durham be taken off the list because they've already applied and been approved for what's called restart status, which basically allows charter-like flexibility for the district. They can make changes like lengthening the school year, changing the way teachers are paid, but the schools are still under local school district control.
It's kind of exactly what you want in some ways. In other words, we want a little more flexibility to experiment, but we know kind of our kids best, so let us do it here. That's their argument.
That's exactly what Lee is saying, and because the schools in Durham were just given the status, they haven't had the chance to implement these changes yet. And so Lee's saying, we're meeting with local parents and students and staff and trying to figure out what will work best for our students. So give us a chance to put these changes in place.
They want to opt out. Two schools in Durham County have been selected. Can they do that?
Not really, from what I've heard so far. The superintendent of the Innovative School District, as it's now called, Eric Hall, has responded to these requests saying that that's not really going to make a difference. He's saying this is not a takeover. He keeps saying this.
But the state does control
interviews. But the state and these charter school operators are essentially taking over management of these schools. And he calls it a partnership because he emphasizes that he and his team go and visit each school and try to figure out what's needed. And on that basis, we'll select a charter school operator to take over these schools.
But one of the partners in this deal doesn't want to be a partner. So that's an interesting thing. Watch play. One more question. What about assessment? They're going to have a program. They're going to try these experiments with the kids. The state wants to do that. Do they assess this later? And what happens next?
So I believe what will happen is that the students will still be assessed as they were when the school was under local district control. And it's not entirely clear to me who their performance will be compared to. I know in other states like Tennessee, where a similar program was tried, the state looked at those students' performance versus students at other schools that might have qualified for inclusion in this program. And the results there have been pretty much lackluster. Like, if anything, some of these students have done worse under this program and in other states.
Lisa Philip, education reporter at WUNC. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
You can find out more about Lisa's reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, what do Americans want out of marriage today, and what are the biggest barriers to getting there? We're joined by relationship psychologist Eli Finkel, and we're taking your thoughts as well. Call us at 877-962-9862. Email us at sot@wunc.org, or you can tweet at us at #SOTLive or the #AskFinkel, F-I-N-K-E-L. What makes marriage work? We're talking about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.
Who cares, baby? I think I want to marry.